Blog Talk Radio.
I said, what is that? Woo, I figured I'd get y'all there. I said, let me put some on and shock the mess out of them just a little bit. Woo,
it took me back a little bit.
You back? Was it a blast from the past?
Yeah, it was.
Woo, you know, Brother Uriah, we live with that every Sunday. I mean, every Sunday.
You're right about that.
Thank you, y'all.
That's what I'll say. Thank you.
Minutes, but I'm like, they ain't going to be able to take no 7 minutes of this stuff. Let me cut this off. Woo, praise the mighty God. We have been delivered from that. Ain't that the truth? Jeez.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Merciful, merciful me. Well, how are you this wonderful first day of the week?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing really, really great.
Wonderful. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. Anybody else want to push one? Let me know how you felt about that music. Please feel free, because some of y'all was on here early. I said, we got about 5 people on here already, so let me... Oh, Lord, that's the kind of stuff we have been delivered from. We have really been delivered. You know that? We really have. It has truly been a blessing. I thank y'all for that delivery.
At first, I thought I had down to the wrong number.
Woo, praise the mighty God. You know, I listened to it, and it's to the point now where it just irritates me.
Me too.
It does.
It irritates me.
You know, and it's like, you know, and my family just can't seem to understand why it irritates me. And I'm like, man, this is just ridiculous. I mean, just, But, I mean, you know, they got to get there, you know. And it's not that they can't sing. The singing is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't sing. It's, I don't love it. The singing, what they singing about, it's like, I don't know. So what do you think about class yesterday? That's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. I'm sorry about yesterday, but I had to get a little raw. I had to get a little graphic because we got to get to our children. And, I mean, a lot of people hung up, couldn't take it. You know, some people felt offended on the Sabbath day, and I really apologize for that, but I won't apologize for being obedient. You know what I mean? It's some things that we have to be able to understand about who y'all is, you know, and especially with that disobedient to parents stuff, I don't think our kids really understand the seriousness of that. You know, that'll get you in some big trouble. So I just want to share that with you guys and ask the audience, you know, what you think about the show yesterday, the class yesterday, because I will be putting it up on the internet sometime next week. You know, and I just wanted to share that with you guys and, you know, be completely and brutally honest as I could possibly be without being offensive in any way, you know, because it's never my intention to do that ever, you know. But we got young kids that's engaging in some real serious stuff, you know.
Well, I certainly appreciate how you brought it because it needs to be said. It actually needs to be said because it's not said enough. And the only way we can get back on track as a nation and as a people, we need to hear those truths so that we can get our life in order so that we can get a little closer to y'all, regardless of what it takes. So I appreciate the message.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, like I said, for you all who weren't there yesterday, you know, or you couldn't take it yesterday, it was very much necessary. It was necessary, you know, because we as a people have to live differently. We have to conduct ourselves differently. We have to live differently. And we have to present ourselves to the world differently. It doesn't matter what they do and how they do what they do. That just because they do it, it doesn't give us a pass to do it. And we just can't. I mean, I want, you know, I was thinking about something, and I wanted, you know, to know how you guys feel. Because the scripture keeps falling into my mind. Because a lot of people think that because we're over here now that we're supposed to not expect to have anything while we're here. But the scripture, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and all of its righteousness. And then it says, everything else will be added unto you. So I think that because we are attempting to do what Yah has asked us to do. I don't know about you all, but as for me, I'm pretty content in my life right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any real serious issues. I don't have any really serious worries. You know, and the Most High is adding slowly to my life some of the things that I want, and most of the things that I need have been met. And I just want to know how you all are doing with this lifestyle so far, and do you feel the same way? Because I remember when we were in Washington, D.C., Sister Eliezra, remember we all stood around and we said a prayer for her to get a job that she wanted, and the last time I checked, she got that job. So he's answering prayers and doing things for his people in a subtle kind of way, but they're blessings nevertheless. I mean, am I the only one that feels that way? Am I the only one that sees that?
No, I agree 100% with you, 100%. Since I've been following the law, after the commandment of the Most High, my life has definitely lined up. I've had many blessings. I have some trials and tribulations, of course. However, for the most part, I have been blessed tremendously. But the most thing I've been blessed with is peace. I have such a peace about everything. If I don't get what I want, I know I'm still covered because I am following the commands of the Most High, you know, being obedient. So, yes, I have a major difference in my life.
That is a I'm so glad to hear that because, you know, people say, well, you shouldn't worry about all this stuff. We leaving. But we can live a certain way here. We can be blessed here. We can have the things that we need here. We can appreciate Yah's blessings here in our captivity where we are now. And, I just wondered how you all feel about your physical health, you know, and not to say that we don't have our challenges because we are. We suffer through things, but I'm just finding that the more I trust Yah, like you said, there's a peace that comes that surpasses all understanding. You know, and it's like, well, you know, I'm just, like you said, if I don't get it and I don't think I get what I want when I want it, it's still okay because I have to count my blessings and say how well and how blessed I am, you know, because we have our health and our strength, we have our children and our grandchildren, you know, and we have the things that we need to survive. I hope there's nobody on here that's homeless or outdoors because if it is, we need to say a prayer collectively as a group for the Most High to open up doors for you. So is there anybody else on here that want to talk about, the blessings of Yah and coming into the knowledge of who he is and how much it has changed your life and, you know, some of the things that he has done? Because I just know the subtle things for me. You know, it's things that I ask for. It's some things that I just think about. And I don't really give it a whole lot of thought, but before I know it, it's visualized. It's right there in my face. It's like it's materialized. And it's like, wow. You know, but as long as we keep his laws, his statutes, and his commandments, you watch and see. He said there's no good thing that he'll withhold from you if you walk upright before him. Now, that's a bold, broad statement. He said there's no good thing that he'll withhold from you if you walk upright before him. And we gave those testimonies when we were in church, but now that we're out of church, it's like, wow, this is really true. You know? And I just want to know, let me open up the mic. Hold on, area code 478, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. I just want to say that, you know, you're right. You know, the more and more, you know, I walk up, like, you know, the more I see in my life, I know the stresses. I mean, I was telling you about, you know, at my job, about how I was, you know, always put up under the gun and stuff. And Yah is taking those stresses away from me, you know, in a wonderful way. You know, from a financial standpoint, he's blessed me and my family. I'm able to, you know, and you take care of my extended family along with my regular family so that we all benefit. Number one and foremost of all, I think that is the most blessing I could have even asked for, to be able to help out those in my family that was in need. You know, I mean, dire need. You know, he made it possible.
Hallelujah, praise the Most High, that you were able to bless them.
Uh-huh.
You know, or they were able to get a blessing. You know, and how wonderful is that?
It's a good feeling.
It really is. It really is. And that's how, you know what, that's how we are an example to the world. They'd be like, well, how are you able to do all this with the money you make? And I don't understand how you're able to live. And it's not that it's extravagant. You're just living with peace.
Exactly.
You know, it's just peace. It's just a peace. It's like, well, you know, it's going to do what it's going to do. All praises be to the Most High. And that is where the world is in a turmoil. The world is upside down because the world just can't find no peace. They can't find peace.
And another thing, Sister Yaina, also, people are watching you. People are looking how you live. When you make a statement that you follow the law, statute of the Most High, people are looking. I mean, on my job, they're watching me. I have my coworkers now. On Friday after work, they saying happy Sabbath to me. They realize I'm sticking to my guns about the Sabbath because I talk about it all the time. They watch me when I eat my food, what diet that I'm eating, and they ask me why I can't eat that, and I explain why I can't eat such and such. So people are watching you. I have a friend also who calls me up to want to know through scriptures where scriptures are located. He comes over for Bible study every now and then. So people are watching. So we have to walk right. We have to be an example, like you said. We have to.
And don't you think the Most High gonna bless you? Because you know what? The one thing that he cherishes most of all is his people. You know, and that's why I keep trying to tell these people that are damaging the body of Yah, the children of Israel, with all this old way off the wall stuff and all this stuff they making up. Yah does not take very kindly to mistreating his people. Now, it's almost like a family to say, I can do it to them, but you better not do it to them. I put them in captivity, but don't you dare hurt them in any kind of way trying to further your own agenda. And when we walk up right before the Most High and shine, and we have humility and we have love and we show love, it draws people. That's what the scripture said. The love of Yah draweth men unto repentance. You know, and you just don't understand. It's not in being mean. It's not in being rough. Because if that's your spirit and that's what is coming out of you is love, people are drawn to it. They really are. You know, so I think that is wonderful that you have that testimony on your job and that people are watching, because they are watching. They're watching everything you say. They're watching everything you do. And they waiting to say, aha, I knew. And they can't say it because they're watching you live it. And that's what I keep telling people. You don't have to have no ID card. You ain't got to have no billboard. All you have to do is live it. Because the world is looking for an alternative, because they're not happy with all the stuff that they're doing and all the stuff that they got. People are miserable. They are miserable because they understand only what you do for Yah is going to last. That's the only thing that's important. So, I mean, I'm so happy to hear. I know we got some more people on this line that can talk about how their life has changed, you know, in so far up to this date and what we're living. Because, I mean, I know they listening to us all over the world. They listening to us all in this country. White people, black people, Chinese people, all kind of people is listening. Because everybody's trying to figure this thing out. And then they want to make the Bible be a puzzle book. It's not a puzzle book. It's simple. You be obedient, and if you're obedient, you will be blessed. It's simple as that. That's when they came out with that mess, the Bible code. And they had everybody running, trying to fit no code to it. You be obedient to what he tell you to do, and you'll be blessed, period. Now, you can do what he say, or you can do what you say. But if you do what he say, then he's already put some things in there to let you know, if you walk up right before me, there's no good thing I'll withhold from you. You know, that's one of them assurances that we have in the scriptures. Not that we hold him to it, or we throw it up in his face, but he's a man of his word, and you don't have to throw it because you'll be able to you'll experience it. You know, and it keeps you humble. It keeps you humble. It keeps you appreciative. You're grateful. You know, when you have that right spirit, and you know, I've had some things that happened to me in my life here recently that I wasn't expecting, but even at that, the Most High has given me such a peace. I can't explain it to you. Where most people would be upset, they would be torn, they would be broken, he has given me, he told me, like, don't you dare shed a tear. In other words, I got you. And now, you know what? When you can trust that, you're good. And people looking at me all puzzled with their mind, eyebrow raised, like, what is going on? It is when you learn to trust in Yah. It's a blessing. It is truly a blessing. It is. It is truly a blessing because it's just not, you wouldn't trade it for anything. To go back to what? You know, what are we going back to? To a system that promises stuff that they can never deliver? You know, we have an Elohim that is true to his word. He is true to his word. If he tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. You know, so I think that it's just, I think it's great. I can't believe ain't too many people pushing one. I mean, for real, because, you know, everybody has a testimony of some kind because he's brought us all from a long way. And for you all who are new on this line and experiencing this for the very first time, you know, it's a blessing to serve Yah. It is. It's a blessing to keep his laws, statutes, and his commandments. It is to the best of our ability because he knows we're in captivity and he knows where he puts us, where he has put us. But it is a blessing to be here and to watch this thing unfold the way it is unfolding, you know, and to be in your right mind and to be able to understand it and watch him do what he did. Because what blew me away was I was doing the paperwork for the Sabbath to put this on our website, and I wanted to read something to you because I had some scriptures about the Sabbath on here. And let me find the scripture real quick. Okay, let me see what it says. Here it is, the Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Most High, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates." Now listen to what it says. It says, "For in 6 days the Most High made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Most High blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." And it didn't dawn on me until the other day when I was putting this together. I said, you know, when it say he rested, he finished the work. The work was finished. And he don't have to go back and redo nothing. He's not making this up as he go along. The story was written and it was finished. When he rested, it was nothing else that needed to be done. And that was just powerful to me. I'm like, he finished the work. So that means that everything that will happen shall happen in its appointed time. He's already done it. And we used to hear messages like, by the time you realize it, he done come and gone. He ain't got to come and go and do nothing. It's already done. He's not a God that makes this up as he goes along or does the things that he does. He's already finished the situation. The story is already mapped out and all the players are already in place. Some of them haven't been born yet, but some of them have. And that's just amazing to me. It's like, wow. So at the appointed time, when the time comes and it comes time for us to do whatever we do, whether it's to leave or whatever it is, it's going to just happen simultaneously, and it's going to happen the way it's going to happen, and we're just going to be sitting there and, like, well, Yah showed up. No, that's part of the story that he finished is already done. And he just initiated it to implement it into the story. That's powerful to me because I don't know nobody who can do that, that has that kind of power, that has that kind of organizational skill, that can write the story from the beginning to the end and then sit down and say, I'm finished. You know how many generations generations we have had on this earth. Whew. And he know everybody that's going to be born and what everybody's job is to be now. It's incredible. It is totally incredible. It's crucial. It's incredible to have a God. What kind of God is this that we serve in?
You know, he's awesome.
He's a being, but he's not a human being. And that this being knows all things to the point where he created everything. From the food we eat to the clothes we wear to everything we have on our back to all of it. It's incredible. So I just think it's awesome. It's amazing. I really do. I think it's just every time I think I know him, I get the chill bumps because I really don't know him at all, you know. But the little part that he does allow my little bitty peon brain to be able to process, I'm just sitting in awe with my mouth hung open like, wow. Like, wow. I mean, wow. Because like Thursday, remember in Thursday's class we read, he caused the heat in Egypt so that the Egyptians would go to the Nile River so that when Moshe's mother put him in that basket and sent him down the river, they was right at the right spot to be able to pull the baby out the river. Not only that, but he caused it where Miriam would follow the baby to the river so that when the Egyptian woman asked for a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby, the baby's own mama was getting paid to nurse him. How he just strategically works all of those things. And then sometimes he lets us in on how he do it, and you be like, oh, so that's how come I had to meet this person to do this so that this could come to pass. Powerful stuff. Powerful. It's powerful. It's something beyond our comprehension, you know. And it's good to have classes to talk about politics, and it's good to have classes to talk about prophecy. But you know what? When you start talking about this Elohim that we serve, whoo, there's no words that can describe how powerful this being is and how much he loves and the kind of love that he has that's long suffering. And you know, he has the kind of love that he said in the scriptures that he's blocked some people's minds from repenting, because if they repent, he got to forgive them. So if the ones that he don't want to forgive, he don't even put it in their heart for them to repent, because he would have to forgive them because of the way, the standard that he lives by. And then it makes you appreciate the fact that he allowed you to repent. Because some of us take it for granted. Some of us feel like that because we Israel, that it's automatically in the bag. That ain't true. He gave you the ability to repent. He brought it to your mind so he could forgive you. And people got the nerve to be arrogant. It's like, are you kidding me? We ought to stay humble. Because it just ain't guaranteed. I mean, you know, and then to know that only one-third is going to make it. It's incredible. And then you see all these people dying, and you see all these bishops done died, and all these people, these well-known people have died from COVID-19, and you see these funerals and Bishop Ionilock and all of the bishops that's been died, and everybody, they've had all these funerals for all these people, and you look at all these, you hear some of the sermons and stuff that they preaching about going to heaven and the by and by, you just want to be like, that's not how the story is written. And you just want to tell them, you know, we're going to see them again on this earth. You know, you ain't going no heaven. You're going to see them on this earth. They're going to come back again on this earth. Why? Because you got to be born again. And I'm just talking about the things that I've learned over the course of this journey. The topics and the things that the Most High has given us as Israelite people, how he's restoring us back a knowledge that most people don't even understand through his word. Because we didn't just get this out of the sky. We didn't pull this out. This is through his word that you must be born again. You know, and then when and then you look at these people that believe these fairy tales, and it's like, you know, it's a shame, and I say this all the time, it's a shame when you have spent years on the yellow brick road. You on your way to Oz, and you have spent years on the yellow brick road, and you finally get to Oz and find out that the wizard ain't real. It's a it's an ugly situation. It is an ugly situation. Because you believe in something that you don't understand, and it's like, this is serious. You get up to Oz and find out it ain't nothing but smoke and mirrors. And it's full of emotions and everything, but that's about it. Smoke and mirrors. And the Most High loved us enough to pull away the smoke and mirrors and to show us what it really is. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And I know you guys go through a lot with your families and trying to get them to understand and get them to see. And it's because, you know, they think it's something wrong with you because you've broken the norm and walked away from the things that are that people expect to be normal. And they think it's something wrong with you. But you know what? The most you have to consider yourself blessed because you're the ones that's going to pray them through. You're the ones that's going to intercede for them. You are. You're the ones that's going to intercede for them. Because of the things that we know. That we know we're going to see them again. That's what makes it so much easier, to know that I'm going to see you again. Now, I don't know who you are, I believe it is, but I don't think you'll know who I am. But to know that if we make it, if we make that cut, we will see them again. It's incredible. It's just something, you know, to understand who Yah is just amazing. It's just amazing to me, you know. Anybody else, please feel free to push one. I didn't want to have any kind of specific topic today. I know that one of the sisters came to me, and she made a suggestion, and she said, you know, what do you think about us putting together a show that just platforms Hebrew Israelite music? You know, we can start to gather some Hebrew Israelite music together, and then we can just put the show together and completely. I said, I'm all for that. I've been trying to do that for a long time. You know, so if you guys have any type of music that you like that's Hebrew Israelite produced and you listen to it, please let us know. Send us the name of it on our email address, theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and we'll start putting some things together because, you know, this is our opportunity to shine. This is our opportunity to build our nation, you know, and to give credit to our people, you know, because the church music is the church music, but the Israelite music is something else because we sing and we talk about the truth. About the truth. Yep. So I think that, you know, it's just an amazing situation to be here now. You know, and everybody gets, you know, everybody has to understand that there's highs and there's lows. There are times when we have missions, and with this COVID stuff, we can't really go a lot of places. We travel once a year, but with COVID, we really can't do that right now. But this is a time where we gird down and we get that word in us. Because when he finally lets us loose, we're going to be out there doing what we need to do because we have to talk about these things. We have to be out there to be a light to the world. We have to be. You know? Anybody else? I can't believe nobody's talking today, Brian. Wow, Brother Donnie, I ain't even talking. Where is he? Jeez. You know, I hope I didn't stun you guys too much yesterday. You know, it's just, it's, but, you know, it, these are the things that are necessary. You know, these are the things that we have to discuss. These are the things that have to be done because we are building a nation. We're not trying to, we're not trying to entertain anyone. We're not trying to embezzle money from anyone. We're not trying to manipulate anyone. We're trying to build a nation. And in order to build a nation, we have to deal with all of the things that we're facing. Now, we are a nation in exile. Let me say that. You know, because it's treason to build a nation within a nation, but we're already a nation in exile. You know, but we've served our 400 years. You know, we're waiting on the Most High to open up the door for us to be able to open up the opportunity so we can see what he has already put in place for us to be able to do. And that's where we are today. You know, is there any questions that anybody may have, a Bible question or anything like that, that you want to ask that you may not have a chance to ask in class? Is there something that you would like for us to answer for you? Feel free to push one. We're here today. You know, we got an open forum today. We're just talking about, you know, because all of the politics is over. Trump is gone. You know, we have a new administration in office, and they're only going to do what the Most High allows them to do. They're not going to save the day. They're just going to do what he allows them to do because the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. He does. This is his story. So for all of you white supremacy groups out there that's listening to us, we didn't write the story. We're the people. We didn't write the story. We're being punished for what we have done, and we accept our punishment. You know, but there's going to come a time when this thing is getting ready to switch around. We're getting prepared to be able to go back to our own land. Because we know this is not our land. We don't even aspire to this in that form. We understand that this is not our land, and we're getting ready to go back to our own land. But in the meantime, we have to gather our people. Period. You know, so it is our job. It is our duty. And sometimes people can hang around, and sometimes they don't. You know, but for the most part, we just say, you know, all praises to the Most High. Yeah, we do what we have to do. Because this is it. I remember I talked to my mom the other day about the COVID shot. And, I just told her, I said, don't you think it's strange that the first batch of people that got that COVID shot was the elderly people? I said, don't you think that's kind of strange? And she was like, well, no, not really. You know, I said, and then they have a panic going around like they running out of dosages so people can start panicking like they ain't going to get one. I said, there's no guarantee that that stuff works. There's nothing to guarantee that that works. I said, if you're not already sick, why would you let them shoot something in you and you're not sick? Because all the people that I know that have caught COVID-19, they have sent them home and told them to recover in their own houses. So I'm just trying to understand what's the purpose for the vaccine, because nobody knows if it works or not. Hold on, let me get Brother Donnie out. Brother Donnie out, your mic is open, you're on the air. Brother Donnie out, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm just talking too, boy. That's one of my pet peeves. What is the purpose of the vaccine? You know, and you made it very, very plain. They shoot you with the vaccine, then tell you to recover in your house.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
they don't know
like
what the hell they're doing, boy. This place is going down right before our eyes. You understand?
And it's not like they send you home with anything that's going to cure it, because it is a virus. So if you don't have anything that's going to cure it, you don't even. I don't understand the purpose for the vaccine.
Yeah. My sentiments exactly. You understand? And they never said. You know, and it came about too fast. All of a sudden, you know, we had this COVID-19, and then all of a sudden we got a vaccine. I don't think 2 months passed before they got a vaccine for it. How did they test it? How did they, you understand, out of the tests that they taken, you understand, how did they know that it worked? You understand? Come on now. You understand? Give me something to work with, man. Make me make sense of this stuff. Go ahead.
And it doesn't make any sense at all whatsoever. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, you have come up with this stuff super fast. You're putting it into the old people in the nursing home first. You know, and the profit is never in the cure. The profit is always in the treatment. You know, and I was just telling my sister that today, you know, we were talking about some things. And like I told her, you know, Yah has created all kinds of things out here for our healing in terms of herbs and all kinds of minerals that will heal this body. I said, but when you, and I'm not knocking the doctors, don't get me wrong. Let me say this. I do go to the doctor. You know, but when you understand that a lot of these doctors are getting profits by peddling these pharmaceutical drugs to their patients, that sometimes you have to take control over your own self and say, well, let me see what I can do on my own naturally and see if it works first. You know, and that's the thing. If haven't showed us, you know, not that I would take it anyway, because I don't take vaccines anyway. But they haven't even proven that this is even working, and they're shooting people with this like they know this is a cure. And it's like, you don't even know if this working or not.
I know that's right. They say it's 95% effective, 98% effective. How do they quantify that? How are you making sure that works like that? How do you know that? You understand? You know, it's just too much for me, man. You understand? And one other thing I wanted to find out, they say that they put you on a ventilator. How many people is coming off the ventilator alive? Do we know that?
No. I have no idea.
You understand? You know, every now and then they'll show somebody on the TV, you understand, they giving a party for that guy or that man or that woman that's leaving the hospital. How many of those do we know that, you know, how many of those are they? We don't know how many is coming off but they say that they go on that ventilator, but how many come off? Come on, man.
I don't know. And then they say things like, well, you guys have to trust us. We have build.
Yeah,
in the black community. And we have to make, why would we?
Yeah. You ain't showed me nothing, no reason in the world why I should trust you. Show me. I mean, make me make sense of this stuff. You understand? Because right now, it's not making no sense. You understand? They got a virus, and then 2 months after that, they got the cure. Come on, man.
It's not even a cure. Like I told my mom, I said, are you sick now? She said, no. I said, have you ever had COVID? No. I said, then why would you let them shoot something in you? Does that make sense to you? Because the people that I know that have had it, they sent them home, and they had to use over-the-counter medication to go through to let the virus run its course. So what is the benefit of it? I don't understand. I really don't get it.
Another thing is they never said anything about your immune system.
I just told her, it's your life to live. If you want to put yourself through that and allow them to be a guinea pig for you, that's on you. That's you.
They never said anything about building up the immune system, because if our immune system is built up, we ain't catching no virus, period.
Right, and if you don't come in contact with anybody that has it, then you won't catch it either. What kills me is they all over the news talking about, oh, we're running out, we don't have enough. You don't even know if it works.
Okay. You understand? Stop, you know, you understand? Now, I heard, I'm not sure how clear, you're not going to get that stimulus check unless you can prove that you took the virus, the vaccine.
I don't think they're going to do that, but, I mean, you know, they are restricting travel in different places. I did read an article where I think the Traverse in Canada has said that anybody that travels to the Caribbean on vacation, they have to spend time in quarantine first before they are allowed to be loosed out on the community. And if you, when you get there, if you test negative, you can go back home. But if you test positive, you have to stay in a hotel for 14 days, and it's going to cost you up to $2,000 to do that.
No, oh, my. I mean, I'm glad I ain't got nowhere to go and no money to get there. I know that this is the foolish thing I ever heard in my life, but they said, and I found the article. The article said that my guy's right here. Let me show you. The article talks about, you understand, New World Order is that they, this is back there in the early, the late 90s, they said the plan, the New World Order plan, is to exterminate 90% of the world's population. Do you really believe that you part of the remaining 10%? And they said this is back there, the late 80s, early 90s. So they've been working on this thing for a while. You understand? To eliminate, and guess what? You understand? There's 900,000 people that's passed away in the last 9 or 10 months. Moving pretty quick. And they expect by the time March get here, the end of March, should be 800,000 people.
That is crazy.
And this ain't even a year.
That is crazy. That is crazy. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Now this is what he said 2 days ago. For you all who are traveling, because I know a lot of people are traveling or trying to travel because it's cheap to go now. But just listen at what he says. This is what he says.
Here's the Prime Minister. I'd like to start today by speaking about new measures affecting Canadian travel. Before going into detail, I'd like to clarify a few things and give you a few reminders. The situation is complex, and everyone needs to understand the facts. First of all, for nearly a year now, Canada's borders have been closed to foreign travelers. What that means is that since last March, a French traveler or an American traveler cannot enter Canada for non-essential reasons. Moreover, we have a 2-week compulsory quarantine period that is required of travelers, and we now demand that a negative test result be provided for the return. The American government has just announced measures that are similar to what we took last March. Second of all, based on the data we have available, fewer than 2% of COVID-19 cases are linked to Canadians coming back to the country. This is proof that our current measures are working. However, as I've already said, even one case is a case too many, particularly now we must take into account new variants of the virus. Today, we are therefore announcing additional new measures to prevent these new variants from entering the country. You should know that our experts and scientists are very, very closely tracking these variants. We are taking this situation extremely seriously. Know also that we will always work to protect you.
We all need to do our part to keep ourselves, our loved ones, and our neighbors safe. That's every person, every business working together. And now, Canada's air carriers are stepping up to protect Canadians, too. The government and Canada's main airlines have agreed to suspend service to sun destinations right away. Air Canada, WestJet, Sunwing, and Air Transat are canceling air service to all Caribbean destinations and Mexico starting this Sunday up until April 30th. They will be making arrangements with their customers who are currently on a trip in these regions to organize their return flights. I'd like to acknowledge the leadership of Air Canada, WestJet, Sunwing, and Air Transat in making this commitment to suspend flights and be such strong partners in the fight to curb the spread of COVID-19 and its variants. We appreciate the work the Canadian Airlines and their frontline workers have done to make air travel safer and to bring Canadians home when this pandemic struck last spring. With the challenges we currently face with COVID-19, both here at home and abroad, we all agree that now is just not the time to be flying.
All right, that's Canada. I don't know. It ain't gone nowhere. I mean, because the people that I know that have caught it are petrified. They are petrified to let people in their houses and everything. They really are.
Sure.
That the one girl was like, I couldn't even breathe. She was like, I really couldn't breathe. She was like, I really seriously couldn't breathe. She said, and I'm really serious, and I'm not letting anybody just come up in my house anymore.
I know that's right.
Hold on.
Well, I think I told you. You understand, the worst feeling in the world for me is not to be able to catch a breath. That hurts. I mean, I'm talking about I'm gasping for air, man, beating on my chest or trying to beat on my chest, you understand, because my arms wasn't working. I mean, it was a mess, man, you understand. And I was like that for at least overnight. I can't say how many days, whether it was days or nights, because I couldn't sleep. I was afraid to go to sleep, man. I'm telling you, that's the worst thing in the world for me. Trying to breathe.
Yes. Yep. Sister Afion, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Canada is not the only country that actually closed their borders. New Zealand did. New Zealand had a spike, and they are also closing their borders until they get back down to their older numbers. And I think it's because it's wintertime. But I also want to point out, even though Canada stated that, 92% of the new cases came in from people traveling, the cases aren't increasing in the Caribbean. They're not increasing in the Caribbean. So it's one of these kind of, I guess, media where they want to say, well, you're in the Caribbean, a.k.a., black people are responsible for it. But the cases haven't increased in any of the so-called black nations, and that's the issue, especially with this new variant.
Mm-hmm.
Europe just announced that new variant is in almost every region of Europe now, but it hasn't been found in Africa. It hasn't been found in the Caribbean, where our people mostly are at. These new cases are not including our people, and that's the issue. They're running out of vaccines. They thought Biden said before the inauguration, the first 100 days, he's going to put everybody locked down. We're going to try to vaccinate 100 million people. They're nowhere near those numbers.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. I noticed that they always try to blame black folks, man. I knew that they was going to come up, man, you understand, the spin. You understand? It's about the
exactly.
Black.
Exactly.
Of course. You're in the land of your enemy. You got to understand where you are. The Most High said that. He said you're living in the land of your enemy. So, of course, it's going to be us. We are the leading in everything, in AIDS and syphilis and herpes, to let them tell the story.
That is correct.
If they get to tell the story, we the worst things in the world walking, but that's what you say. And you, like we said yesterday in the class, we have to stop following propaganda. You know, because like
exactly.
I said, all of us don't have it.
That is correct. You understand?
Exactly.
The proof is in the pudding. You understand? When it's all done and said, we're going to find out. It's all going to be plain. You understand? And we're going to all know where all of this stuff lies, who the culprit really is. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, they're going to find out that it's not us. You understand?
Exactly.
You know, just like this, the all of them Europeans stormed the White House, the Capitol building. You understand? And now they're finding out that what they saying that the all of these white militia groups or whatever they call white supremacists, you understand, is the most dangerous people in America. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But we on the list. How do we get on the list? You understand?
It's a big cap propaganda with the COVID, with that insurrection. I don't know if anybody, when you guys travel on the highway or anything, I know, and I'm back in D.C., but when I was in Houston, they put it on those bulletin boards, like, you know, those when you travel, did you recognize anybody at the insurrection? And that's how a lot of those people got caught, because people were calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And
they go on the website,
do
you know this person? And a lot of them thought that they were going to get away with it. One of the guys didn't even get bail. They said, no, you're not going to get bail. They thought that somebody was going to come rescue them. And the other white folks that were sitting at home say, look, you're not about to tear me down because you went up there to the White House. You're on your own.
Yeah, and that's who's telling on the other white folks.
Exactly.
Ain't no black people telling on no white folks. We don't give a damn about them if they really know the truth about it. You understand?
And I don't
but
know
they
who
always they always want to blame us, you understand, with the spin. Oh, it's the black folks, man, and here's why. They're going to give us all of these. And see, we finding out that everything that they say is not true. If they lie through the, you know, if they go wait, they lying.
Mhm.
Got a lie. You know,
they just trying to hold it up.
Yeah, we got, our problem is our, you know, we are the culprits of our own problem. We got black folks living in Africa, man, where the Almighty said, the fields of the earth, we got herbs of the field. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And if we use those herbs of the field, you understand, we won't be affected by none of them diseases. You understand? You know, and then one other thing here, too, is I thought, this is what they told me. I said, well, why is it so cold in here? Because we kill diseases that way. So now they said that the virus gets worse when it's cold. But I thought, why is it so cold in the hospital? When you're in the hospital, they give you 4 or 5 blankets.
Exactly. They say the cold weather. And somebody told me that when you ever ride Metro, it's freezing cold. They said it's to sanitize. I said, sanitize? I've never heard of that. And I said, how does cold weather sanitize a bus or the hospital? But it's cold as I don't know what out here, and people are getting sicker. It's not true.
Okay, I'm curious, man. You know, so they'd be telling us these stories, and we ain't got no way of finding out how true that is. What they saying out their mouth, we ain't got
no.
You know, and when we do have people in that field, you understand, they go along with the status quo.
Yeah. Big
but
time.
A lot of them have to keep your job. You got to keep your head down if you want to work. So a lot of them know something's not right. And they just don't say anything because we got to eat, you know, so we get out of here.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, here's what I understand. I understand that. You understand? But, see, at your earliest, we need to be making a way for our feeding our families, you understand, outside of these, working for these folks. You understand? Because how long can you go along with them telling you lies if you're going along with it, man? That's not a good look for you.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with all of y'all 100%. I really do. I really do agree with you. I really do. No, but at the end of the day, like she said, you got to do what you got to do, because if you don't, you won't work.
Yeah, I understand. So we need to make preparations, man. You can work for them. You can work for them. Go on and go to work for them. But in the meantime, man, think about a way where you can get out of that situation so you don't continuously fall prey to those lies that you got to go with the status quo. Come on, man. You understand? Well, at some point, man, you're going to feel guilty, man, and it's all going to come out.
Absolutely. It is a journey. I'm telling you, this has been a very interesting journey. But you know what? The one thing they said about the devil is he always come the same way. So we know propaganda is being produced and things are the way it is, you know. And like I said, nobody can guarantee that this thing works at all. It's up to you whether you choose to put that in your body or not.
And
a lot of us working from home, you know, ain't nobody getting ready to do that. I mean, it's just no need for that. I mean, it's really, and I just told my mom, I said, do you really, really want to do that?
Yeah. Well, if she was sick with the COVID, you understand that, you know, if you ain't taking no breath, if you ain't catching no breath, man, you want everything and anything that's gonna help you to breathe. When I was sick, you understand, I mean, when I could not breathe, if they had came in and said, we're going to shoot you up with this virus, man, and get rid of it, I was ready to do that. But, after a day or so, man, and I got better, you understand? You know, there's no need to take the virus if you ain't sick. Why would you want to do that?
And, Brother Donia, there's no guarantee that because you take the virus, you won't be sicker. It doesn't say that it's going to heal you. It does not. There is no cure for this thing.
I know that.
Everybody that I know that have caught it, and I got a cousin, his son just caught it. He went to the hospital. They gave him some oxygen. They gave him a breathing treatment for his asthma, and they sent him home.
I know that's right.
Okay.
The cure is not in the medicine. You know, you understand? It's just to keep you from, how they say that? They say that they keep giving you these pills, and the pills don't cure you. You understand? It just, I don't know what it does, but it don't cure the disease or whatever. It don't do it. You understand?
The profit is not in the cure. It's not. The profit is not in the cure. You know, and that's why I just tell everybody, stop running around panicking because they don't have enough of this mess. They can't prove to you it works.
That is correct. I agree.
Yeah, and that goes back to Biden. We 100 days lockdown, 100 million citizens vaccine. You don't hear him talking about anything. They just say that stuff to get into office. They're not doing any of the stuff they're talking about. Oh, we're going to write this stimulus check. This, none of that stuff is happening. None of it.
Absolutely.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do to change the situation. It's nothing. You know, and like I said, I don't
plummet it.
Go ahead, say that. What'd you say?
No, it's little stuff. You know, the stock market tanking, gas prices going up. For what reason? Nobody's driving, so why are the gas prices going up?
It's
every sector of it is falling, and it's like they don't know what to do.
Listen, our Elohim is so powerful beyond compare. He's going to take care of all of these guys. They're going to wish they had not done this. They got to wish. At some point, they're going to come to the conclusion that I am so sorry that I put myself in this position. You understand? I've misled everybody. And I think it's somewhere in the scriptures that it talks about, he said, we were misled. Or something that it says in the scripture. You understand? You know, they
it
was
says
taught.
Our fathers have inherited lies. That's what it say.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And they gonna get the feeling, man. You understand? Because you can't keep doing this to any particular people or any nations of people. You understand? You know, when they say.
said 90% of the world's population.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, I'm saying to myself, every nation on the earth right now is suffering from this virus. Ain't that part of it?
Mm-hmm.
It took them a while to get there, man. They put the Ebola out there. They did syphilis. They tried everything, man, and that didn't work. So now they got this thing that's hitting every nation on the earth. Every nation got. Come on.
Yes, it is, Brother Donny. Yes, it is all day long. You know, you just got to use some common sense. I mean, I'm not telling anybody to take it or not take it. I'm just saying weigh it all out and look at the whole thing. I mean, really see the whole thing for what it is.
Absolutely.
Because I'm telling you, that's just, that to me, that's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And it's like, what in the world?
Yeah. How do we find out whether the virus is, the vaccine is working? How do we find that out? We got to wait until find out how many people died.
Yeah, because, I mean, and it ain't been out long enough for you to do no study to see what the deal is or how it's going to be.
Well, how does it become 90% effective?
I don't know that either, because you can't really tell. They just started giving the shot not too long ago, so they don't have any data to be able to say that. They can't produce any data to say that this is 95% effective or this is 85%. They don't know that.
Yep. Dr. Fauci sounds like Dr. Frankenstein.
Really?
Come on, man. How you going to tell me that it's 95% effective and they just started vaccinating people? For about 2 months, or maybe 2 months. You know, it might be less time than that. 3 months, maybe. How do we know that? 95% effective. When they came out with the vaccine from whatever pharmaceutical company that created, that was the statement. It's 95% effective. They just came out with it. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Please. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care how many people that they put the vaccine in between the time that they came up with it to the time that they put it out. It's not enough time. How does that work? Come on, man.
Also releasing the data of how many people done died from it. You don't know nothing.
That is absolutely correct. Look here, my boy, my man, Hank Aaron, Hammerin' Hank. He was 96. When he passed away, he took the vaccine, and in 17 days he was dead.
Mm.
And his family members said that he wasn't definitely, he had the regular stuff that everybody else got at his age. Diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, however they wanted, you know, that's the regular stuff for a person at his age. That's what he had. All of a sudden, he took the vaccine and he died. Please, come on. Do not come to my door, I'm shooting. They had to come to my door because I'm not going nowhere where they got it. They got messages around in my building. You understand? If you want to take the vaccine, come to the office and sign up. I tore that stuff up and throwed it in the trash. I'm not doing that. And don't ask me. A couple of people have asked me already, are you taking the vaccine? No. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is brand new. They ain't showed me no reason why I should take the vaccine.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm just surprised at how people are just panicking over this stuff. And I'm like, you don't even know. I mean, really, we're running out. We don't have enough for everybody. They're lined up at the door, and it's like, for what?
Yeah. Because the doctors tell you that all the time, man. We got a cure. We got a pill for this, and we got a pill for that. None of it cures it, you understand? And it just have you taking money out your account, paying that medical bill. That's it.
None of it kills it. Not whatever disease, you know, everybody's been having diabetes for how long? For a millennium. You understand? Diabetes been in this country, well, wasn't it? And we've been taking pills for diabetes for a millennium, and we ain't got rid of diabetes yet.
Sure have.
I say, here's what I say. I say, build up your immune system, man. Get you some fruits and vegetables, you understand, and deal with them.
And stay away from people as much as you possibly can, and gatherings as much as you possibly can. Because guess what? Nobody's going to church. They're not going to church no more. They're not really going to funerals anymore. They're live streaming funerals into people's homes where they can be there. And I think that is the best thing that you could do, is to stay away from the crowd.
Absolutely, man. You know, wear the mask and keep at social distance. You know, you understand? You know, those are the things that we know that we could do. And eat you some vegetables and some fruits and vegetables, man. They work on your immune system.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, it's up to you, though. It's your choice. It's your body. It's up to you. But like
Absolutely.
I said, I don't see the sense in it. If you don't have it and you're not sick, I don't see the sense in them shooting any nanoparticles into your body to do whatever that stuff is supposed to do. I don't see the sense of that. I don't.
But you know what? I was sick, man. I'm telling you, man. I was throwing up. I had diarrhea. You understand? They say you get a fever, but it's hard to tell when you're trying to catch a breath. And eventually it went away. It went away. I'm telling you, man. You understand? I went and got me because I had not been eating. I fixed a little canned soup that I had, man. You know, vegetable noodle. You understand? And I ate that, man, and I felt 100% better than I was. The body healed itself because I didn't do a darn thing. Not nothing. You understand? I laid up here and tried to catch a breath. Well, I just couldn't feel. And I had diarrhea, and I throwed up, and blah, blah, blah. You understand what I'm saying? And I thank the Almighty because he's the one that my life was in his hands. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You finish. I'm sorry.
And after that, I felt 100% better. You understand? You know, that was because, if your immune system is down, you're subject to catch anything. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Virus, cold, you understand? Flu, you understand? This and that and other. But if your immune system is too up to par, you understand? They ain't going to catch no disease, man, at all. You understand? And,
especially
and like
if you're
you said,
not
man,
around
you,
people.
Somebody confident around you, you get somewhere. Quick. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the thing is prevention. You know, my daughter said that honey is really good. She's a nurse. She said honey is really good to open up the lungs, you know. Garlic is good. You know, I drink a lot of lemonade, you know, because that lemon, it has something to do with opening up that air passage. And, you know, as much as you possibly can, stay away from people.
That is correct. That is correct. Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly.
The fact that you recovered 100%, that's because a lot of people that are catching this stuff are not recovering 100%. I have a sister that called it, and she still can't taste or smell nothing.
I know that's right. When they said that taste or smell, I tried to figure out, am I tasting and am I smelling properly? You know, you understand? Even after I've had it, you understand, I'm trying to look for the symptoms of maybe not tasting and smelling and fever. You understand? I'm all right. Honest to God, you understand? As God is my judge and my witness, man. He spared my life out of this mess because when you can't catch no breath, you're on the way out.
And she still can't taste nothing. And it's been, 2 months? She still don't have a taste or a smell. I asked her, how are you 100% back? She said, no. I feel a lot better, but I'm not where I was. So a lot of people are not coming back to where they was. And the fact that you were able to heal like you were and to be 100% back to where you was, that's a blessing. smoke too. Yep. You know, Yah was certainly on your side.
Hallelujah. And he, look at him, the Almighty. I got to give it to the Almighty. He's been with me all my life, especially when I didn't know myself. Now that I know myself, I know the hand of the Almighty be with me. You understand? Especially in that case of can't breathe. Oh, man. You understand? You know, I had that happen to me one other time. I was laying in the bed. No, I had popped a cough drop. You understand? You know, I don't know why. Some old hard candy I had. And I was sucking on the hard candy, and I laid down. And the hard candy got lodged in my throat. That's another can't breathe situation. You understand? And the Almighty, he brought me through that one right there. But this time, it was no soft candy hard candy or anything. This was, all of a sudden, I could not breathe. I'm telling you, man, that was the worst thing in the world. You understand? Is to not be able to breathe. When you gasp, I must have been getting some kind of air because I was able to try to get, I was gasping for breath. You understand? But I'm telling you, boy, it was the hand of Almighty. He's always been with me, man, through all my endeavors. You understand?
And then you look at the economy, where the economy is going. They're increasing the food stamps. They're going to give you another stimulus check. They're putting the restrictions back on the renters, the landlords, not to put the renters out. They're trying to extend the forbearances for the people who have gotten extensions on their homes. You know, and they're doing all the things to put Band-Aids on stuff. But how long is that going to last?
That's because this goes to show you how dysfunctional this system is. You understand what I'm saying? Kamala Harris, she was talking about they need $2,000 a month, every month, till they fix this situation. You understand? That's not going to pass in the Republican House. That's not going to pass at all. But that would be something that if I was in Senate, I would vote for, because they got to keep the economy going. They don't, you understand, $2,000 and then they don't give you no money for another year. Come on, man. How's that going to work?
And the people that are in the service industries, where they have put restrictions on hotels, they put restrictions on restaurants, they put restrictions on bars, even though they've opened back up the schools, you know, the things that they're doing. It's just not looking promising, because you can't keep putting a Band-Aid over something, you know, and if they don't get control of this, we can see where we're headed. I mean, you don't have to be an economic advisor or an analyst to be able to see where we're headed, you know, because somebody's going to have to subsidize the landlords, because they have mortgages to pay on those buildings that they've written out to these people. You know, and people not really understanding or don't care believe, some people still believe they entitled, and they don't understand that this is how the system, this is how the system keeps functioning, because money has to continue to circulate. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to keep the money circulating. I could see where they would give people $2,000 a month just because they got to be able to pay their rent, or you're going to have a whole lot of homeless people sitting on the road with kids and everything else.
Along with all of those people that's out there because of the fires in every place, you understand what I'm saying? Birds in every place, you understand? It's going to be a mess, man. So they need to call in the superheroes.
I mean, you have to really think that thing through. This is going to be very, very, very interesting on how this thing is going to play out, because how do you give those type of people their jobs back when you got a whole nation shutting down? I mean, look at Canada. Nobody's able to come in there from another country.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that. That's stopping business travel. That's stopping everything. And it's like, this is really going to be very, very, very interesting when this thing is all played out, because all you can do is put a Band-Aid over this. This isn't anything that has to do with domestic terrorists. It doesn't have to do with international terrorists. This
Absolutely.
Is a pandemic that has shut down the whole world.
Absolutely, and this is the hand of the Almighty Yah. You understand? This is no other entity on earth that we know of could have something happen like this. Say that again.
I said it's got to be him. It's got to be him. I mean, because it's not gonna get no better. I mean, what are you gonna do? Even if they print enough money, do you know how much money that would be to give everybody in America $2,000 a month for 6 months?
Yeah, I know it's gonna be. But they gotta do it if they, you know. I mean, to even last that 6 months, they're gonna have to do something like that. You understand what I'm saying? They're gonna have to do something because they not set. This is an uncharted territory here. You know, they need to call in the superheroes, Superman and Batman. But then that ain't doing nothing but adding fuel to the fire. Fuel to the fire, you understand? Because those are white men anyway.
I don't see any way out. I don't see an out. I really don't see an out. I mean, because they're talking about defunding the private prisons now. They're not going to fund the private prisons anymore. They trying to take the money away from the private prisons. And I mean, it's like, okay, so who's supposed to pay for all these inmates that are in these prisons? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how they're going to do it. I really want to see how they're going to pull this one off, because this is going to be worse than 2008. It has to be.
And it will be. I wanted to comment on the prison situation. They were letting a lot of these prisoners out last year. I know in Jersey and in Pennsylvania, if they were eligible for parole, they gave it to them. You know how most time you got to go up to the board and da 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 da. They gave it to them. They just had to keep checking in. They are not putting in petty crime thieves. They're not letting them sit in jail. They give them those IOD notices to come back. They're not. They're not putting these people in prison. They're just not telling you in the media.
And the thing about it is, you letting these people out of jail, and that's a double whammy, because if the regular people that ain't got no record can't find no job, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really.
Okay.
What are they supposed to do? I mean, how is that going to work?
Yep. This is the time when they call in the superheroes.
Ain't none, brother. There ain't no superheroes. I mean, you know, and we saying all this to everybody, tell you, do not let your guard down. Do not relax because of this stuff. You're going to have to prep just as much as you did before. For now, embrace yourself, because this is going to get really interesting here in a minute. This got to get really interesting, because it's going to take a quadrillion amount of money to be able to give people this kind of money. And then what is it going to do for the dollar value on the international market? How is that going to work?
Absolutely. And see, the economy pays the Senate and the House on it. Ain't the money coming from the economy that pays their bills?
I guess so. I don't know what they up there doing, but I don't know how that's going to work. I'm trying to figure out how that is going to work if you push that much money into society and there's nothing to back that much money just to keep this thing going. And how long are we going to be able to continue to do this? Because I just don't know how this is going to work. But like I said, don't let your guard down at all whatsoever. You better keep storing up and putting some food away, because it's going to be very important what we need.
That is absolutely the pungent point, is that we need to still put away those flour and sugar and stuff that you think that you need. Store it up, you understand, the best that you possibly can. And don't stop until you got your own storehouse full of food, because we don't know how long this is going to last. You understand? You know, I mean, I got an idea. The idea comes from the Almighty. He said that he was going to judge these folks.
Clearly. I mean, that is clear. Something has got to change. Or else, guess what? Somebody's going to have to come up, step up, and say, okay, we need to do something to get, to eradicate this virus. Because if not, I mean, we went through stuff like the Black Plague, and we went through, what was that other disease that took people out? Polio and all these other kinds. And the countries was in dire straits.
Yep.
And I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, how are we going to function through this? Unless you make everybody work from home, and then if you go through, if you start to do that kind of stuff, then what is going to happen to all the buildings that's been built? And the it's just a lot. I mean, it's a lot. That's a lot.
Yep. Yep.
That
it's
is
not gonna,
a lot.
It's not going to be an overnight thing. Dad, I'm going to tell you that right now. This right here is going to be out there for a while. You understand? And, we, you know, it's just a terrible, terrible situation. But I trust in the Almighty, and Jacob shall be saved out of it regardless, relentlessly. He's our Elohim, and that's all we got to worry about. You understand? As long as we trust in the Almighty, pray, and ask the Almighty to steer us in the right direction, make sure that we get, that we become, those of us that that trust in the Almighty, you understand, they're going to be saved out of it. There ain't no doubt in my mind.
That's what he said.
And I'm hoping that I find favor in his sight. Go ahead.
And Brother Donnell, he said it was going to be a terrible time. And it's looking like, man, I don't know how. I'm just going to wait and see. I just don't know how they're going to get through this one right here. I mean, this is going to be tough, to say the least.
And also, it's not going to be opening up the borders.
How are you going to allow other people to come into this country looking for work, and the people that live here ain't got no jobs?
That is correct. It's not going to be an overnight thing. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not going to be a turnaround so quickly. I don't expect it to come turn around myself, because I understand the Almighty said that he's going to judge these people that held us captive. He's going to judge them. And so goes America, so goes the rest of those so-called nations. And America, on its way out.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I really don't know how they're going to do it. I really don't know. So if you got jobs, you better keep your jobs and save your money. Because I don't know how they're going to do this one.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yep.
I don't know how.
I
know, and right now, real estate market, hold on, got people pushing one. Area code 540, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, ours is not to question why or to try to figure this out. Yah is in full and total control.
Absolutely.
Able. This is where our test, the test of our faith, is going to come in.
Absolutely.
This is how he's going to get us to prove to ourselves exactly where we stand in the faith and trust in him.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing like severe trials. When these people were giving money to the Ish over there in Israel since 1947 till today, we were not trying to figure out where they were getting it from, how they were able to give what they're giving. And I don't mean no little sums of money.
No,
and
you're right.
Still giving a lot of money to other countries.
Absolutely.
So therefore, it's not for us to worry. When they see things falling apart right here, where they live, where they stand, they will in turn figure it out. We have to depend and trust solely in Yah. And it's not going to happen until we in a deep, deep crisis.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. All be to the Most High Yah. Area code 972, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to say something about COVID, and that is vitamin D. That's the one thing people don't seem to really, they talk about all of these different things that need to be done.
Absolutely.
But the thing we as Israelites need to do is make sure that we get sunlight. Or
nope.
If we don't spend a lot of time inside, we need to supplement. We need to make sure, but that's the one thing we need to do is make sure that we are getting vitamin D, because what they're telling us is actually working against. Go inside and shelter. So you're not getting the vitamin C. Wear the mask. You're taking in, you know, carbon dioxide. So we need fresh air and we need sunlight.
That's
Otherwise,
true.
You can get a vaccine, but if your body's broken down, if your body doesn't have what it needs to really resist anything, then that's not going to help you. So
that's
the thing
that
we really need is we really need to work on, as Brother Donnie always said, the herbs of the field, those things that we know are beneficial to the body. I was told take vitamin K. When you take vitamin D, it helps for the absorption. It also strengthens, like, the internal system. Also, vitamin C, and you were talking about lemonade, Sister Yaina, that's vitamin C. Take zinc. These are the things that we can do. These are the things that the Most High has given to us, and yet they're telling us to do things that he hasn't created, to rely on things that didn't come from him. Yet we have the knowledge that of things that we know will benefit us, that we know we absolutely need. So we're people of the sun, and we're people of the sun. We need the sun. So that's one thing. Also, I was listening to someone else, and they were saying with regard to this virus that's out there, that this new virulent form is supposed to hit right around our new year. It's like, okay, that's interesting. When it's supposed to ramp up. And here where I live, what they're doing now, there are a lot of schools are open. I'm in Texas, schools are open, but a lot of the students are out. But those students who are in school get free breakfast and free lunch. So they're making sure there's an incentive to come, but they're also making sure that kids get nutrition so that if there is a deficit at home, at least they're getting two meals per day. I think it should have been done all along, but it's certainly being done now. So when you go to the school, there are signs outside that said, free breakfast, free lunch, all students. And they just set it up, and you go by and get your stuff. And that may be what we're going to be looking at, because I don't see how this is going to sustain itself either.
You neither.
It ain't. It can't. There's no way it can. There's no way that it can. They can't keep printing money and giving it to people. But like the sister said, that ain't our job to try to figure it out. It's just amazing to try to watch it and see what y'all's doing. Because this is some serious. This is, you know, when we left Washington D.C., we had no idea we was gonna be sitting here today saying this. No.
Okay. That is correct.
Saying this, and it's like, wow, you know.
But we know that the Almighty said that He was gonna judge these folks. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing that we've been telling them since we've been on the air, Sister Yaina, is try to store up you some groceries. Now,
yes, sir.
When you understand, try to put some groceries together. Now we got to tell the people, you understand what I'm saying, try to build up your immune system. You understand? You know, vitamin D is a great they got supplements, but I'm not too keen on pills. You understand? Because they've been giving us these pills, man, and they ain't cured nothing with these pills. You understand? So I would suggest, you understand, not the supplements, but the actual thing, orange juice, lemonade, blah, 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 all of those things that's going to help to build your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So, I mean, we have it right here today. We know what we have to do, and we have to be able to let the Most High, because He's going to take care of us. We just have to
Absolutely.
Know what to do to get where we got to get. But brace yourself, everybody. Don't let it down. Tell your family. Pass it to your family. Get your water stored up. Get your food stored up. Get your stuff stored
Absolutely.
Up. Don't forget to buy that barbecue pit in the event that something happens in the wintertime with
that
the heat and all that. Get all your stuff together. Don't stop doing it now just because everybody's kind of laid low, because this thing, we got to survive. We got to survive. I think I got so much toilet paper. I don't think I'll ever run out of toilet paper out of them. Every time I go to the store, I buy a couple of them, a couple things of toilet paper.
Man,
for my
children. Don't have no toilet paper.
Need
some toilet paper and don't have none.
What we say, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
That is correct.
Have come to the end of our show. I appreciate everybody finally talking and getting things together, because these are things that we have to continue to tell ourselves and our families and our children and our loved ones. You know, don't let your guard down. Still store up. Get your stuff stored up, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. You know, save your money. You know, and if they do send us $2,000 a month for however long they do, you know, keep it, because you might have to help somebody else pay their rent. Because I'd rather help you pay your rent than you move in with me. I mean, seriously.
I know that, right?
So, real talk, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we're going to pray because y'all going to take care of us anywhere it go. But we all have children and family members, you know, that's, they may not have, they may not be the way we are. And we got to chip because we ain't going to see them go hungry either. So, you know, we got to do what we have to do. So on that note, I want to be able to say, everybody, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your input. Thank you for your comments. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget Tuesday night, we're going to have the men's call. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give them some information on the men's call, the phone number, the time?
Yes, ma'am. The phone number for the men's call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. And that's every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. And the women's call is the same night. It's on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. And our number is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154-102-pound. 154-102-pound. We hope to see you on the shows. Don't forget us this week. Continue to keep your prayer going. And also, we're meeting, Brother William, we're meeting on, is it Tuesday night at 7 o'clock? Is Brother William on here? Because we have a new moon.
Yes,
on
ma'am.
Tuesday. Okay, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Tuesday night at 7.
Okay, for our new moon service. So we're going to meet on the same number we always do on Saturday, and that's 319-527-9197. 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. 256-039-POUND. It's our new moon. It only takes about 5 minutes to usher in the new moon. And we thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.